Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, joining us here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Tom, I thought aesthetically it looked better tonight, but the result is all that really matters. Again, a rough weekend for you guys.
Yeah, it was. No, there's no question. And, again, hats off to Northern Michigan. And, I mean, these things happen, and we just got to regroup next week. That's all you can do. And, you know, we were talking just now. It was kind of very similar. I remember I had COVID. That Ferris went to remind him of that Ferris weekend. Yeah, during the COVID year.
I brought that one up to Biss.
So Wentz just said immediately, he goes, you know, it's the same feeling. So, and I remember it, too, when I was watching it. But it was. That's what Wentz goes. It was an identical feeling.
Well, it kind of got away from you in the second period.
Yeah.
That own goal, just, I mean, obviously that's going to happen, a little bit of bad puck luck, but Northern took advantage. I mean, they didn't have a ton of high-quality scoring opportunities either. It's just they cashed in.
You know what, though? They had some good opportunities. It was a pretty good hockey game from that standpoint. I'll be curious, too, Biss, when we grade the scoring chances. So I think it's – I mean, we had more just because the third period was just a – you know, we play with a little more desperation in the third period, but I think the scoring chances will be pretty close.
To see you guys only have 8 block shots is downright bizarre. I mean, that's a really, really low number for you guys, and what are the odds one of them goes into your net too? What is 8 block shots jump off the page to? What does that mean to a coach?
I don't know. You got to look at the complexion of the game too, Schultze. I mean, I think we were in the offensive zone a lot. You're going to have probably less blocks when you're in the offensive zone a lot too. And again, I don't necessarily know statistically, how they take them. You know, we do our own, so I don't know, Schultze. I'm not going to sit there and overthink that because again. We just do things a little different.
Well, obviously they did a great job of jamming it up and not letting you get a lot of high quality scoring opportunities in between the face-off dots. From that perspective, Tom, what can you do? I mean, you guys were trying everything to get some open space, and you didn't even get any really odd man rushes, and you expect some of those.
Well, they,
here
they
and
had
there,
three
right?
guys back, though. They had a high F3, and they had three guys skate. You know, we weren't going to get that. that wasn't going to happen. You know, the only way that would happen is if there was a cleared puck and maybe hopped over somebody's stickers. You know, we were flying guys out. We don't do that, though, so it doesn't matter. But they had three guys back the whole weekend, so that wasn't going to happen.
It's kind of ironic. I was asking Biss during that stoppage. I'm like, Biss, would you pull Matias right now and go up another guy on the power play? And he goes, I don't know. It might be a little early. And there goes Matias to the bench. Rationale there is it's been a struggle. We need to try anything.
Yeah, I mean,
we can.
What do you want? Yeah, exactly. I mean, why not? I mean, there's no, it's a why not? I mean, what did we score? A couple goals in 118 minutes or 117 minutes or something? I mean, you got no choice. I mean, desperate times bring desperate measures. And, those are the things that those are automatic. That was an automatic. We said that right away. You know, if we can, you know, if the last minute will the power play, if we don't score, we're going to pull them. I mean, it's the way it is.
See you next week, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.